Sex, guilt, and bold accusations permeate race, a provocative play from multiple award-winning playwright David Mamet. The show begins previews tonight at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany. It tackles America's most controversial topic with brilliant language that only Mamet can bring to the stage. Two lawyers find themselves defending a wealthy white executive charged with raping a black woman. And when a new legal assistant gets involved in the case, the opinions that boil beneath explode to the surface. We are joined now by three members of the cast. Shelley Thomas is here, Anthony Crane is here, and Kevin Craig West also joins us. Thank you all for being in Studio A with us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
A delight. What is it? You know, I saw the show when it was on Broadway, and we had David Alan Greer on the show talking about it. And I guess people are familiar with this from if they know anything about Mamet, but it is gut wrenching. I mean, there's a lot there. So what is it like for you as a group of actors to be with this for a while in rehearsal and then obviously get ready to perform it for a fairly lengthy time? And whoever wishes to bat that around first may go.
Well, it's interesting. I think the journey of everyone in the show is slightly different, and that's intentional. Everyone's coming from a different perspective. That's what's so, I think, strong about the play, is everyone's perspective is different. I would say that as the lawyers are, well, at least my character, he doesn't run up against the thing that he possibly fears until towards the end of the play. You know, there's a quote that my partner here says at one time, my legal partner says at one time, and that is, you know, you think you're so immune because you know the nature of the problem or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Because you understand
and,
the problem.
Okay. And, you know, you think that you don't see this, and meanwhile, it's happening all around you. You miss things that you think that you should, you know, that you're already aware of, so you just, you know, you're immune to these problems. And I think that's, for me, what the comeuppance is that, in fact, I'm not immune either.
Mm.
You know, so.
And Shelley, what do you think?
Well, you know, being in rehearsals, it's very different, yeah, from performing it every night. We've created such a safe space to be very vocal about all these kind of issues, and it becomes something that is a, I don't know, it's been fun every day to go through and grapple with different, just be very honest with each other. So it's, you know, I'm looking forward to starting tonight because it's an exciting sort of, we bat around those words and those topics, and it's quite a feat every night. So we're looking forward to starting, but it's been marvelous rehearsing with these lovely men.
See,
I'd
so
like
you're
to
add to yeah, you're lovely. Isn't that nice? Sweet.
Wow, that's wonderful. After yelling at her every day,
well, see, even that. Well, that's the thing, because but you know, that's what
capital.
I mean. That we're able to go there, I think, because we enjoy each other, you know, outside of the play.
Yes.
And we can, you know, it's like, yes, go far. Come on, yell at me. Mm. Let's do it. You know, we want to create something explosive. So
I like that you said we've created a safe place to talk about it, because prior to me realizing that myself, I was worried that I'd become desensitized from it because it wasn't affecting me the way that I thought that it would, because it's such a heavy topic, and you know, it the words that are said over and over are they're quite heavy, and it didn't affect me, but it is because of it being such a safe environment for us.
Yeah, I think that's what you guys say. I think there's a lot to do there with Maggie, who's mm-hmm. our director.
Maggie Mancinelli.
Yeah, thank you very mm-hmm. much. Because I think
that's part
she,
of my job. That's
yeah, thank right. you. Her, she had a sense of humor, but also not a sense of preciousness about the exact mm-hmm. things that we're talking about. These sensitive things, she just comes right out and just is talking about it, and she's not saying, let's sit down and shall we discuss this, guys? Shall we? And yes, there's room for discussion. Let other people have it. Let's just deal with the drama that we're going to work on and the scenes, and let the actors bring what they want to that, and that I think that was good. It never, it didn't like open up some sore wound that we would then have to.
That's true.
And she was really smart about knowing if we were bringing, or speaking for myself, if I was bringing in Kevin as opposed to the character.
Yeah.
You know, she heard my
I mean, you would say, you would say that there's definitely some dissimilarities between you and the character. I mean, you have to cut that and say, no, this is not me, and this is, not that you can tell, because he's brilliant. there's no seamless performance.
Yeah, absolutely. And Shelley, we'll go around the room and everyone on this, but obviously, I think whenever you discuss Mamet, you have to discuss, you know, what it's like to perform Mamet. That's kind of the elephant in the room. So what has that been like for you as an individual, as an actor, and as a group?
Because that was actually the next, I was thinking, you know, Mamet, if you know Mamet, and well, if you don't, you're in for a treat, but, you know, he writes very specifically, and he is just not afraid to use any word and be honest about, you know, what a character might say. So you're able to separate and say, okay, I might not say this as a person, but as this character, I'm totally going to go there. And it's my first time working on a full Mamet piece. So, I mean, it's an actor's delight. You know, it's a dream come true to be able to have this repartee every night. It's such a rhythm, and we've been finding that rhythm. We're going to continue finding it. The thing with, I think, well, any play, but especially with Mamet, as you do it more and more, it's that repetition. We're going to find, okay, now we've really gotten in that pocket. So it's just, it's, you know, for an actor just to dig into it, I'm thrilled.
And Anthony?
Much the same. I think, I think what's great is that it can be dialectic. It can be like this thing about ideas and just a big philosophical debate. But I love that he's, at least in this play, he really puts everybody's beliefs and where they come to the subject on the line. So that affects them personally. So that even though they're trying to just be the smartest guy in the room, which we talk about a lot in our rehearsals, which is, who's the smartest guy in the room? Who's the smartest guy in the room? Well, everybody thinks so. And that's sort of part of who these creatures are, you know, much in the same as like Glengarry Glen Ross. They all kind of think they're the guy. And to bring in that heart, and maybe it's the subject matter, but I think also it's how he puts everybody's self-beliefs on the line. It ends up just feeding that emotional part of it. And as soon as you give over to the rhythm, you realize he's telling you exactly how he wants it to sound, how he wants it to feel. It's great. Actually, if you're an actor who likes to take direction, it's fantastic. There it is.
Kevin, are you an actor who likes to take direction?
Sometimes. In this show, I am, fortunately. And I'm grateful that I am, because the falling into the rhythm of Mamet, it does. It sings. And, yeah, it just all makes sense. It's like, wow. From the time that I've first read it to now, it has, through the process of getting to now, I've discovered so many different meanings that it's amazing. But now it seems like the true meaning has come out because of the rhythms that we are finding. So
yeah, I think it was the other actor, Wynn Harmon, who completes the cast of us four, and also Maggie and our assistant director David. I think they've all at one time likened it to a score, and I'm. We might all be a musical people as well.
I've said that before.
And you, okay, so you've said it too. We've all said
I'm
it.
I'm sure you said it first.
Yeah.
But I'll give you
stop
that.
Stop keeping score.
Exactly, right? But with the words, you know, when you hear rhythm and score, it is. It's once you read it, I mean, from my first reading of this, and I saw it on Broadway as well, but to now actually working on it, to actually, you start to get new meanings, like you were saying, because it is like a score. There's these, it's written, he writes with these italics and the punctuation, which you always pay attention to in a play, right. But you really have to in a Mamet play because mm-hmm. he really is just giving you the answers. He's like, this is what should be stressed. And if you trust it and go with it and don't try to say, oh, now I'm going to do my own thing, you can do that too. But you also have to really, you have to heed what is on the page and then
and make it theater. Come alive. I mean, Mamet loves theater. He's obviously a creature of theater. So he knows what story he's telling, what energy, what moment he's trying to create. And I think that's, and they're theatrical. They're so beautifully theatrical. Yeah. And that's great to know. I mean, yeah.
Do you under, and I ask this question only because it's in the news and it's something that is being discussed on Broadway, but you have Glengarry Glen Ross, the revival, which is doing just blockbuster business. Of course, Al Pacino is in the cast, which adds to that. Record-setting box office for that show. Meanwhile, in the theater right next door, you have Patti LuPone and Deborah Winger doing a show called The Anarchist, another David Mamet play. That closes in like a week and a half. And the reviews for Glengarry Glen Ross, not great. And you wonder, well, where are we in the world of Mamet now? Is it a cyclical thing? Is it a change in how we
It's part of the canon accept? Now. It's part of the canon, I think, American theater canon. Mm-hmm. I mean, every other year they put up another Streetcar Named Desire or mm-hmm. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and
yeah.
those aren't all getting the best reviews either. And everybody wants to try a hand at some of those roles. Those are part of the sort of arcana of roles in American theater now. So if it's Glengarry Glen Ross, that's like the King Lear of, you know, role. That's why Pacino wants to do that role, because that's one of the only older American roles that's really, you know, going to talk to an actor like that.
Mm. Well, in the you hope that it brings in a new generation of theater goers. That's the hope. I don't know if it always happens in the way that they'd like it to, but you know, if that happens, then I think that's great. You know, for someone who maybe wasn't alive when something was first on Broadway, you know, to maybe see a new production of it would be
right.
Or it's a good thing.
Know it only from the film, or
yeah, right, exactly. And yeah. to just get to the theater. Of course. It's always great to see new thing, original works done, but I totally agree with you that it, yeah, now part of the canon. I mean, people know these roles and
I don't know if that explains why, you know, the other play didn't do very well, but
hey, it's all about it all goes in. I think it's
taste,
cyclical for
yeah.
everyone, and as a for him, I won't speak for Mr. Mamet.
No,
but as a playwright, you know, I'm sure that's just that's what you step into.
I think it's great that the public goes in and sees a play by him and doesn't immediately just give it the 5-star rating, because it keeps that playwright honest.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's good. I mean,
Well, this is an amazing show and an amazing piece of work, and the cast. I mean, the four of you just seem really great. And I'm sorry that the other actor couldn't be here, but it's a delight to meet you all, Anthony Crane, Kevin Craig West, Shelley Thomas. I thank you very much for being with us. I wish all the luck in the world. Have a wonderful run, and thanks for being here. Enjoy your time in Albany.
Thank you so much.
Great pleasure. Race begins previews at CapRep tonight. Officially opens next week. For more information, go to CapRep. It's CapitalRep.org. CapitalRep.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.